This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Club Q shooter has been moved to an out-of-state prison due to security concerns. The Colorado Department of Corrections has not said what those concerns were. In a brief statement, it attributed the concerns to how high-profile cases around the shooting have been. The confessed killer is now in the Wyoming State Penitentiary, serving 5 consecutive life sentences. A growing number of dogs across Colorado are being treated for severe coughs. Veterinarians in the state are attributing the coughs to a novel virus that starts out mild but can turn into pneumonia. Denver 7 reports that the virus seems to be spreading at social places like dog parks and daycare. Experts are advising that owners refrain from letting their dogs socialize with other dogs to help prevent the spread of the virus. More than 120 eligible Mesa County residents are not receiving food from the delivery service Meals on Wheels. Mesa County Meals on Wheels Director Amanda DeBox says funding shortages are to blame.
We've got a lot of veterans that are waiting on the list. We have people who are just out of the hospital and need a little bit of help to get them through recovery. And there's nothing that we can do for any of them.
Mesa County's program was hit particularly hard by the end of COVID-19 pandemic relief funding. CDOT officials today cut the ribbon on a new Interstate 70 bridge in the suburbs west of Denver. It carries I-70 over 32nd Avenue on the edge of Wheat Ridge. It's the first of 3 aging I-70 bridges CDOT is replacing in that area. You're listening to CPR News.